Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. First, the Pontiac Silverdome. Next, Joe Louis Arena. And now we learn the wrecking ball is coming for the Palace of Auburn Hills. The former home of the Detroit Pistons and scene of countless big concerts will be demolished this fall to make way for a mixed-use office park. Just how disposable are these sports arenas? Rod Beard covers the Detroit Pistons for the Detroit News. Rod, when you stop and think how the Pistons started at Olympia in 57 and then to Cobo Arena and then to the Pontiac Silverdome and then in 89 to the Palace and then the latest move to Little Caesars Arena, all the moves and then the old home sits empty and then it gets torn down.
Yeah, that's kind of the way these things work, unless you can turn them into a mixed-use facility and maybe a concert venue or something like that. But in general, when you move from one arena to another one, that next arena becomes the next hot spot to have your big venues like that, your big events. And so Little Caesars Arena has turned into that.
You know, you stop and you think that the Palace has seen so many great concerts, and it is kind of surprising that it can't be used as a concert venue. And you wonder, what do you think Bill Davidson would say about a 31-year-old structure in great shape being torn down?
Well, I think he wouldn't be happy with it because he wanted that venue to be there in northern Oakland County to kind of be away from the city a little bit. But when Tom Gores purchased the team and the more that he got into the ownership piece, that was one of his big mantras, is he wanted that team to be back downtown, and all of the studies and everything showed that there were bigger financial revenue centers downtown in downtown areas. And for the most part, there weren't any other NBA teams that weren't located in the downtown area proper. Most of them had moved from their suburban areas back downtown.
You know, Rod, we know that that sports teams, and more to the point, their owners, have been chasing after, you know, bigger, badder, glitzier arenas and stadia for a few years now. I've got to wonder, is 30 years the new lifespan for these facilities, do you think?
Well, I think it varies, and there are still some arenas in the NBA that are a bit older. The Palace had really held up the test of time, though. It was still maybe in the top half, maybe the top 15 of the arenas in the NBA because it just was built well. It was structured well. The only downside maybe that it had was that it had the cinder blocks, which gave a different sort of basement feel to it, and Little Caesars Arena gives you an open-air feel. But for what it was doing, what it was used for, the Palace was still very much one of the better arenas in the league still.
In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Tom Gores put improvements in. He pumped money in after he bought the Pistons.
Right. It was about $40 million just a few years ago. I want to say it was 2014 or 15. They had put in a new scoreboard, some new seats, made some big upgrades. And I think it was a case of waiting until they would be able to move downtown. And when the Red Wings announced that they were going to build a new arena, then the Pistons were able to piggyback off that at the last minute. So, I mean, even to the point that some of the retrofits and renovations had to be done after the Pistons decided they wanted to join in on that venture.
Incentives, which of course means the public's tax dollar, did not play a role in building the Palace. That was totally private, totally Bill Davidson. But you look at Comerica Park, Ford Field, those were a mix of public and private money, and they're around 20 years old. And you've got to ask, what is the likelihood those team owners, whoever they may be in a decade or so, will say, you know what, we want them retooled, maybe we even want them moved?
Well, I don't think they'll want to move. I think Ford Field, and there's some synergy with having those two together downtown and looking at the state of those two and the condition of both of those venues. They seem to be very much in line with everything else that's going on, that they've got the luxury boxes, they've got everything else. And that's what the Palace was one of the forerunners in, was initiating luxury boxes and having suites that folks could come and enjoy their time. It wasn't just about the basketball game. It was about everything else that was going on. Those things seem to already be in place at both Ford Field and Comerica Park. So they might be coming up time in terms of the 20 or 30 years, but I don't think there's going to be any big movement to get them moving downtown or moving to a different place than they already are.
You've got to wonder, how close do you think we might be to people in Michigan in the public saying, you know, enough, we don't want to subsidize billionaire owners and their wanderlust anymore. Stay put.
Yeah, I think that's coming, and there's been more questions about that, certainly with the move down to Little Caesars Arena, that how much of that public money was being used for just the playgrounds for these billionaires. And I think the public's going to say, more or less, you fund these things on your own. If you want to move then that's fine. But I think the difference in the Palace and Little Caesars Arena was that one was going downtown and into a city area. Once they're down there now, I don't think anybody's going to want to fund that from a public standpoint anymore.
Well, you know, I know you have spent so much of your career, Rod, in the halls of the Palace, covering the Pistons. Give me a couple of your favorite memories.
Well, I think one of my favorites was when they retired Chauncey Billups and Ben Wallace's jerseys. It was just bringing all of that back together, and because they hadn't had that level of success in such a long time, it was good to see all of those guys come back together. Isaiah Thomas coming back, and the closing of it as well was just—it was a who's who. You wanted to see all of the faces who would be there to bid adieu to an arena where the Pistons really won their championships and became the franchise that they are.
I can still remember the amazing, amazing community celebration for the back-to-back championship—the second one. Was that 1990?
Yeah,
and I remember Jack McCluskey with the finger going, three-peat, three-peat. They were ready to do it again. Those were some real magic times at the Palace.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only the Pistons, the concerts.
Yeah.
Just about anyone in their 30s or 40s has been to a pretty good concert at the Palace as well. So it wasn't just a basketball venue. It was where a lot of memories were for your favorite musicians or other events that went on there, too.
Are you sad to see it go?
I am, because it holds a special place because of those years with the Pistons, and it's still taking a little bit of time to get used to Little Caesars Arena. But I think it will hold that special place for a lot of people also. It's just the memories themselves. You'll remember the venue, but eventually you get latched on to something else.
Rod Beard, Detroit News reporter. Great talking with you. Thanks so much.
Anytime. I appreciate it. Thank you.